Sean Lifeman's to his friends. This year should be a special sis for Golan Ben Gabriel, Matan Ben Dvora, Lishir Ben Ruti, Ezrachai Ben Sassim, Yom Sim Chavidin, Amin, Yadav Ben Zila, Azir Ab, Yes Ben Chana, Tzal Ben Basio, Nisan Yaakov Ben Yudisara, Yudav Ben Gittel, Tov Yoshua Ben Liba Malka, Moshe Aaron Ben Liba Bela, Binyamin Ben Shoshana, Avi Ben Chai, Sarah Bas Clara, Carmel Mordechai Ben Tal Sara, Eliya Ben Ravit, Baruch Ben Sivya, Yuda Ben Chai Esther. B'sol Shachol Yisrael, Shalav Rius HaShlema, and B'etzim for Kol Ami Yoshi V'tzion, for the Chayelim, for the Chatufim. Everybody should have Achtor V'chesed Kol Yimei Chayeyam. And this is based on the Torah Malenu Rabbeinu Malenu Lishmur Zichu Tavis Nefesh HaGaon Gadol of David. After reading of the tragic Ptira of Nadan Avihu Bayomer Moshe El Aaron Hu Asher Diber Hashem Limor Bekrovai HaKadesh Ve'alpo Pnei Kol Ha'am Yikaved Vayidom Aaron. And Moshe said to Aaron, that's what God said, saying, with those close to me, I will be sanctified, and on the face of all of the nation, I will be honored. And Aaron was silent. Rashi mefaresh zeh perek yud pasuk gimel. Rashi sham mefaresh. Vayidom Aaron v'kibel schar shtikasei. Aaron is makabel schar, he received reward for his silence. What was the schar that he received? Shen siyachei imo hadibur shenemar lo levad parshas shisuye yoyin. So he had a special yichud hadibur elov. He had a special communication from God. And that is in the parsha of Shtuye Yayin in Vayikra Perek Yud Pesukim Ches to Yud Aleph. So Kedakim B'Kodesh in our Chumash Shiurim, we would like to, in general in our Shiurim, we would like to Siyat Dishmaya with the Chesed that God gives us every second of every day, every millisecond of every second of every day. We'd like to start with the number of kashes. First, we have to understand what Rashi is telling us is Shekibel Schar Ashtikasoi. What was the Schar? Shenesiachri Moadibu. Mazikashu. That he tells Shigan, is that Pshit Vashal Mikra? Hatafkicha Rashi Zelverlan Pshit Vashal Mikra? And when Rashi brings Divrei Agoda, Rashi tells us that it's Divrei Agoda. So here Rashi doesn't say it's Divrei Agada, and his job is to tell Pshuto Shel Mikra, as he tells us numerous times, that Ani Lo Vas El Yashiv Pshuto Shel Mikra. So what's he telling us over here? How's this telling us Pshat? The Schar of Aaron. If it was a Pshat B'Pasuk. V'Kvar Ramzu Lezeh V'Gur Aryeh V'Gush Oiro V'Nishu T'Kushya. Gam Sichu V'Er, what's the Midah K'Neged Midah that we have in the schar of Vayidom Aaron? V'gam zeh, diber al zeh diber Agur Aryeh. It's the midah k'neged midah, so he was silent, so he gets the parash of Shtuye Yayin. U'befrat shekmo shkotev kan ha-Mizrachi, sh'af o'pi shekatav Rashi, b'tilat parash of Vayikra, שגם כי תכתיב וידבר השם על אהרון אין הכוונה על משה שיאמר לאהרון. הרי כאן היה אכן דבר השם על אהרון. So the Mizrachi tells us that even though not in Rashi tells us the beginning of Vayikra when it says that God spoke to Aaron, it doesn't mean that he spoke directly to Aaron. It means that he spoke to Moshe and Moshe told Aaron. But here, by the passage of Shtuye Yayin, it was directly to Aaron. She is Siyachi Ladibur al Aaron. V'hidat ha-Ramban v'ha-Lam b'perek t'zayin pasuk alef u'v'asayotav v'sefer ha-Mitzvot b'shorash ha-Rishon v'losh k'mo sh'ketuvot tosfot b'zvachim b'daf kuf t'vav j'imarech t'lo b'kibel mi'asifri sh'gam parashat zo lo ne'emar li'aron אז זה כבר אני נושא למחלוקת. מגילת אסתר מדבר על זה שם ספר המציץ מאשר זוכים, היי כאן, אז זה כבר נושא בפני עצמו. כל פנים, the deep word is נסיח לי את הארם, just the arm, נכון, like the Rabban notes. אז מה מיוחד בשתיקה זו, what's so special about this שתיקה, that it's going to bring to נסיח לי לימו הדיבור, that we don't have elsewhere. וידבר השם על משה ואל אהרון, שהשם אמר למשה ואמר לאהרון כאן, זה ישירות אל אהרון. מה, מה, מה קרה כאן? שהוא זכה לזה. אז מה המיטה כנגד מיטה? And there are many other parashis. Could have told another parashis as well. לנו דף ישתי יין. גם צריך לבאר מה שכבר עמדו בזה, בגור אריה ובשורה, על מה שהיפך רשי, שהקדים לפרש את מה שכתוב ויתום אהרון, ורק אחר כך פירש את מה שכתוב בתחילת הפסוק, בקרוביי הקדש, שפירוש רשי על זה, דהיינו, שהקדוש ברוך הוא עושה דין בצדיקים, מתעלה ומתקלס. ולמה שינה רשי את הסדר? רשי first explains ויתום אהרון, and then he explains Bekorvei HaKadosh, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din with the tzaddikim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries out strict judgment against the tzaddikim, with the tzaddikim, he is elevated, he is praised. But HaKopan Rashi Kan Shinat HaSeder. In the Seder HaPasuk, it starts off, Bekorvei HaKadosh, V'alpenei Kol Ha'am HaKoveid, and then V'yidom Aaron. And Rashi first explains the Vayidom Aaron, and then he explains the Baal Pnei Kovei, Bekorvei HaKadosh, Bekorvei, Rashi Bebchirai, Baal Pnei Kol Ha'am HaKoveid, and Rashi says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din with tzaddikim, he's elevated. Gevaldik, but it's not a Seder HaPasuk, so what does Rashi mark in Dibur HaRasel Vayidom Aaron, when it should come at the end? Ha'varim me'orerim tzmiha. אז נראה במה שכתוב כאן בפסוק ויתום אהרון, למה נקט הפסוק לשם ויתום? What would have been wrong in ויתום, somebody's translating the פסוק. So, if he's not a native Hebrew speaker, he knows ויתום. Most people know ויתום. ויתום is not as a well-known word as well-known. Even though we say it every morning, Mayim Zemerchav of Lo Yidom. It's a lot of Yidoms. But still, why this Lashon Vayidom and not Vayishok? Like it says in Targum Onkelos, Targum Yonos, and it says, Vayishosik Aaron. Vayachish Aaron. Why Vayidom Aaron? B'chein Tzarech Viyur, Ayin Bedu Shora Kan, Shekata Shemash Beresh Rashi, Vayidom Shekibel Sachar, Hayin Mishim Shacheret, Pshito, Demai Yesh Lo Letzok, וכי יריב עם הקדוש ברוך הוא, אין שם שלכם בעל כורחנו, פרשו על קבלת שכר. What compelled Rashi to say that the Vayidom is on קבלת שכר? Because otherwise, it's possible. What are you going to do? You're going to start screaming? Hey God, what'd you do that for? That wasn't nice. They're my son, sons, not an avio. Shouldn't have taken them. What is he going to scream at God? אז בוודאי, הכוונה על קבלת שכר. So that's what Rashi says. Oh, you know why it says the Vayidom Aaron? Pasuk is telling us. It is Makabal Schar, like Rashi explains. But if the Levush HaOira tells us that the only thing to do in such an instance is to be silent, what else is he supposed to do? He's supposed to scream. Erdav Shayin, Vav Mazi Azo, Zalo Matim Gam. So then, why was he Makabal Schar? Lamachin Kibel Schar, Adon Shelo Haya Kol Makom, Shelo Lasoto. כמו שכותב על הלבוש. There was no reason not to do it. So what's the greatest schar here? But there was really nothing out there. The Levush himself says, well, what else was he going to do? אז כאן נשאלת השאלה, אז אם ככה, אז למה מגיע לו שכר? וכן סוף סוף, מכיוון שלא כתוב אלא ויידום, מערכת מבואר בזה בשעת הדברים שקיבל על זה אהרון שכר. סוף כל סוף, רש"י מפרש יפה, קיבל שכר, מידי כנגד מי, אבל איפה זה כתוב בפסוק? בפסוק, the pasuk just says ויידו. So where does Rashi come out of left field and just tell us it's or maybe out of right field? But it depends. Depends which field it's coming out. But it's coming out of nowhere that he's getting schar. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Where do you see that he's getting schar? The Shal Faresh, the man she ketuv Rashi, the Gemara b'Zvachim, b'daf kuf tet vav amud bet. אמר שכתוב שם הוא אשר דיבר השם, בקרובי הקדש. דרכן דיבר, אין שם ממה שכתוב ונועדתי שם, בבני ישראל ונקדש בכבודי. אל תקריא בכבודי, אל במכובדי. אמר לו משה לאהרון, אהרון אחי, יודע הייתי שיתקדש הבית במיועדיו, מיודעיו של המקום, של המקום. והייתי סבור או בי או בך. עכשיו רואה אני שהם גדולים, ממני וממך, ונמצא שעד רב, זכות גדולה עד מאוד זכו בבני אהרון הראויה מי שגדולים ממשה ואהרון. ואם כן לכאורה יקשה, אז מהי רבות האיכא בויידו אהרון? הרי פשיט הוא שיש לו לא רק לשתוק עליו ושמוח, זאת אומרת, that רש"י ברקס לגמרי זבוכים, והוא אשר דיבר השם, when did God say that? When did God say Bekorvei HaKadosh? So the Gemara Rashi brings in the pasuk, when I will meet the Jewish people, and I will be sanctified with my honor. Don't read with my honor. Those who will give me honor. Memuchubadai. Now the two are the most mechubid. Now the Benaviyu. Because Moshe said to Aaron, my brother, I knew that the house would be sanctified with those who are close to God. And to be honest with you, interesting, Moshe was Anav Mikol Adam. But he said, you know what? I thought it would be near you. But now I see that they're greater. Azim kacha. So then, oh wow. Of course Aaron's going to be silent. He's going to be happy. He's going to be thrilled because now I see another Navi are greater than we are. Azed Adavah Nifla. מה יש לו לעשות חוץ מלשתוק? אין סיבה, אין פה סיבה לתלונן, לצעוק? זה דבר גדול מאוד. אז אפשר לומר כך, שהיינו אמנם, כהינו בדעת המבינה את העניין הגדול של קדושת השם יתברך, והזכות הגדולה של בניו, שזכו לקדש שם שמיים באופן כל כך נעלה. אבל באדם בשר ודם, ישנם גם כן את הרגשותיו וכוחותיו הגופניים והטבעיים, שבזה אין לך צער יותר גדול מהצער של מיתת בנים, אני חוזר. אין לך צער יותר גדול מהצער של מיתת בנים. If you understand the meaning of Kedushas Hashem and the great schos, it's ממש גבלי. It's גבלי because the yomtif, that God's name was sanctified. However, a person is also baser v'dagim. A person is also, we're just flesh and blood. We're just human beings. And we have our natural feelings. And there's nothing worse than a parent bearing a child. That's like gefährlich. That's terrible. That's tragic. It's unspeakable, saying people who bury children, lo aleinu, it's a lifetime of pain. So that's the that's a human being. We're just human beings. And therefore, גם במיטה כזו, טבע גופו הכאוב מתפרץ לצעוק, ואינו יכול לשתוק מצער זה. ומכל מקום ישנה בזה שתיקה, משכחת לי שיהיה זה מחמת שני אופנים. או משום שישנה את גברות הדעת על הכוחות הטבעיים, ולכן פועל לפי הדעת ולא לפי הכוחות הטבעיים. So, the nature of a person, since he's undergoing such tremendous, unspeakable, indescribable pain, He wants to cry out. It can't be silent. And if there is silence, then it's for one of two reasons. Or because the das is misgabra in the kol chosativim, and therefore he's po lefi das and not lefi kol chosativim. And if it would have said vayishtok, it would have been mashma shemizehu shenavashti kato. In other words, the das was misgabra, and that's why he was silent, because the das told him that this is a Kiddush Hashem, and therefore not to cry out, not to scream. Aval kashektuv vayidom ne'amar b'ze she'ya Aaron kidoimim she'en lo klal kochach hadibur u'mishum she'etzel Aaron rak da'ato hi she'pala bo. Therefore, it says, Vayidom, he didn't even have the Koach HaDibur. So it wasn't, like we said, the first way would be that the Das is Misgabra and Guf. The Das overpowers and merely silent, because the Das tells the Guf this is a great Kiddush Hashem. But the second way is not like that. According to the second way, when a person is silent, like by Aaron, by Yidom, it was like an Evan Domemet, it was like a stone. There was no two sudden. There weren't two sides. There wasn't the side that wants to scream, the side that wants to remain silent. There was just silence. There was no battle here. Vayishtok would have meant that his das was misgaber. But Vayidom meant, lo yakazet sad. Sfor nao kan, mashkdu Vayidom Aaron omer, שיתנחם בקידוש השם שנקדש במותם. He was misnachem, he was consoled with the Kiddush Hashem, that God's name was sanctified in death. Also in August, Rabbi Nelson, 14th paragraph, also this interview in Arav Gavim Chama. And that's what it says, that the Kiddush Hashem that was done through his children, that was in a Chama. Something that's so sad for regular human beings. And Mimele, these same kochos that would have had tsar, the kochos hakuf, now had nechama. So there was no tsar to cry anymore. There was no reason to cry. It was just a nechama. Yet in Kiddush Hashem, nechama means looking at something, Rashi says, and looking at something differently. That's how Rashi defines nechama. Parashas Noach, right, the gracious. Looking at something differently. So Aaron had this nechama, and Mel was a vayidom. עכשיו אנחנו מבינים למה אהרון קיבל על זה שכה. שהרי לפי דברינו, אין הלידון על מה שבפועל לא צעק אהרון, אלא מה שלא היה אצלו כלל מקום לצעקה. It isn't just pshat that he didn't scream out. It's that it wasn't even pshat to scream out. And for such a messias, בוודאי מגיע לו השכה. That he didn't even have a tzad to scream. In other words, we usually judge people on their external actions, what he did and what he didn't do. But God judges us on what's going on inside of us as well. He knows exactly what's going on inside of us. Is it tofes makom chashuv meot? Ma hargashot shelanu? Ma yachas shelanu? Ma instinctim shelanu? So the Torah is telling us it wasn't just sam shtika. It was a special maila of Aida. There wasn't even a tzad to cry. Therefore, otherwise, it would have said Vayishtok. And that's why Rashi was forced. He said, listen, if it's not saying Vayishtok, there's something going on over here. So Vayidom must be talking about the Inyan of Schar, and we'll get to what the Schar is later. But the Inyan of Schar, and I'm going to be named Mashi Shina Rashi at Seder Perusho. Shall I defeat Vareinu? עיקר מה שכתוב וידום הוא לומר שמתוך הכרתו את מה שביהיה רשי בהמשך דבריו שמיתתם הייתה קידוש השם נורא זה היה וידום ולא וישתוק. So first Rashi has writes the וידום in order that we should see that In other words, Rashi changes the order here to tip us off that we have to connect the two perushim. Don't read these as two separate perushim, but rather read them as one hemshich. Vayidom Aaron, they use Mekabel Sarah and Shtika. And then what was the Sarash in Siachim Moadib where God spoke to him? Parashi Shuya Yayin. And then Rashi writes of Vayter, the earlier words of Abnei Kol HaMekave, and when Hashem does Dimut Tzadikim, Siyarim Sal, the Kiddush Hashem here. And therefore, there wasn't even a Tzad Tzalka. So Rashi switches the order to tip us off that you have to put these two Tzarashis together. If we're just doing it in the normal order, he would have said, okay, it's Mekabel Sarah Shtika. And there's no Hemshech. But no. You know why he was Mekabel Sarah Shtika? So that's the next Rashi. He was Mekabel Sarah Shtika because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Din B'Tzadikim, there's a Kiddush Hashem. And in Mela, he was that's why he's getting Sarah Shtika. And as Benson is answering the Kasha, In the previous Rashi, even though again the Fiyaseder, the Rav and Eichel and Kavod should have been first, but Rav and Eichel is later. A, like I said, to tip us off that you have to don't read the Rashi separately; read them as one Hemshich. That's why he's putting them out of order to show you that something is going on over here. These two Rashi's are connected, and how should they be read as one Hemshich, as one continuum? He was Mekabel Sarah and Shtika, but then you can ask on this Rashi, why was he Mekabel Sarah and Shtika? What else was he going to do? And the answer is no, it's a Vayidom. It isn't just a regular Shtika, it's a Vayidom. And that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, there was no, that's why he gets Schar. Why is he getting Schar? Because it was a Kiddush Hashem. And he didn't even think to scream out. There's no reason for it to scream out. So Rashi writes the Vapanakal Makavit after the Vayidom Aaron to tell you to read it as one continuum. Why was he Mekabel Schar and Shtika previous Rashi? Because the next Rashi. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Din B'Tzadikim, he's a Kiddush Hashem, and Eil Aaron didn't scream. It was about completely Vayidom.
Okay, that concludes the first segment of this year. And B'il Tzot Hashem Darkenu, and B'il Tzomim Be'ezlat Hashem, V'amshich, V'lorot Hemshech Nifalot, V'ani Nev Lechem Me'od Me'od, Al HaZana, Shalom Shalom, Ahuvah Yitain Wa'avah.